welcome into another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall at TCO Studios at Winter Park. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl. Minnesota is on the clock. Super Bowl 52 coming up right here in Minnesota. Exciting times ahead, but let's get to your questions right now. The first one comes from Jeff in Sacramento. Would you agree that certain positions lend themselves to a stronger certainty of success when bringing in free agents? So I don't know if there's a trend in the NFL with that or not. I know the Vikings have had some success with the defensive line in free agency recently, namely Linval Joseph. What a great free agent signing that was for the Vikings back in 2014. Hopefully the Vikings can find some more success stories this year. Our next question comes from Jasper. What is one thing, apart from the offensive line, that you think we need? Let's go to the defensive line. It is the strength of the Vikings team, so it's weird that you say it's a need, but you can never have too much depth on the defensive line. And why not take a strength and make it stronger? The work that this coaching staff has done with Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, and Shamar Stephen in terms of developing them has been phenomenal. Let's give that coaching staff some more young talent up front. Ricky has the next question. Don't you think it is about time to see Jim Marshall's name as a member of the class of 2018? The Pro Football Hall of Fame named its next class. Unfortunately, no prominent former Vikings in that class, so we'll have to wait another year. We did get Mick Tinglehoff in a couple of years ago, and that was great to see. Would love to see Jim Marshall as a seniors committee nominee in one of the upcoming years. How apropos for him to be announced as a part of next year's class, given they do it on Super Bowl weekend and the Super Bowl is here. Our next question comes from Joe. How much does having the Super Bowl in Minnesota next year weigh on the Wilfs and Rick Spielman? Will they do whatever they need to at any cost or just what makes sense? Well, to be honest, every team is pushing hard to make it to the Super Bowl every year, but it would be super cool to play the Super Bowl in your home stadium. It's never been done in NFL history. The Vikings have a shot to do it and be the first team to do it next year, but I don't think it will influence how Rick Spielman builds this team. The next question comes from Hunter. Key positions to target during the Vikings draft? Well, always offensive line and defensive line, especially offensive line for the Vikings given the injuries they've had there the last few seasons. But everyone says this is a great running back and tight end draft class, so don't be surprised to see the Vikings dip into those populations. And I like drafting a quarterback almost every year if you can afford to do it. It's such an important position, and you need a couple of good ones at least. Our last question comes from Captain. OT rules need change. Each team deserves an offensive possession. I understand the defense needs to get a stop, but offense still deserves a chance. This question is brought up a lot, especially when there is a prominent game that goes into overtime and the team that received the ball first went down and scored. Remember, the Vikings are an example of a team that has won three overtime games in the last 3 years when their defense was on the field first. So I don't think winning the coin toss automatically means of victory. I like the overtime rules the way they are. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be working all week this week and next week, so send your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and maybe you'll be involved in next week's Pick Six.